Today on Pedal the Springs, we're heading off the beaten path and into the wild side of biking in the Pikes Peak region. We'll meet two legends who have turned epic rides into unforgettable experiences. We're talking adventure, big views, and the kind of stories that only happen when you get a little dust on your tires. This is Biking at its Boldest. Let's ride.
This is Peak Community, Studio 809 Podcast.
Welcome and roll on into the Pedal the Springs podcast, where we banter about all things biking in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region. I'm your host, Tori Giffen, owner of the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort and self-appointed ambassador for cycling in Colorado Springs. And what I don't know about biking, my friends do. And here are today's guests. We are meeting with the ride leaders for Adventures Out West. Epic bike ride experience. We have the Flying Scotsman. We have Jeff Turner over here. Welcome, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. My name's Jeff Turner. My nickname's the Flying Scotsman. And then you're probably wondering, what am I doing over here? The story goes, about 23 years ago, I went to New Zealand on a trip. There's all outdoor stuff, hiking, biking. 20 years ago, we moved to Colorado Springs. Absolutely love the place. I kind of, when we first came here, it felt like New Zealand without a coastline, with all the outdoor activities. It was a perfect fit for us both. So ever since 20 years, I've absolutely loved living here. And now I've got a job, which I love, at Adventures Out West, and I can cycle in our fantastic mountains and local Front Range.
So, I mean, if you can get paid to do what you love and get paid to bicycle, I mean, that seems like life's pretty good.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
And we have your buddy, Outback Jake, Jacob Hacker. Welcome, Jacob. How are you? Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, well, very excited to be here. Thank you for having us. I'm the manager at Adventures Out West for the bike department, so operating kind of like the day-to-day operations. I get my name, Outback Jake, because I was the Outback director at Camp Alexander two summers ago. What? So I got to live in a tent on a river for 8 weeks. Then I get a new group of Boy Scouts every week all across the country. And we'd have a different adventure activity every single day. They hired me specifically because they had two broken collarbones the year before mountain biking. So I actually knew how to mountain bike. I knew how to camp, and I know how to cook and clean. And then one of the jobs is hiking up Pikes Peak once a week as well, too. So I got to do that for 7 weeks in a row as well. So that's when I knew I had the legs and the strength to be a bike guide and a professional guide in general. So once I got done with the Boy Scouts, I typed in adventure in Indeed, and I found Adventures Out West. So this will be my third season with the company. I'm absolutely thrilled to be with the company as well.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about Adventures Out West, either one of you. Like, they don't just do bike tours, they do all kinds of adventures. Is that correct?
Yes. And I think that's what makes us one of the most premier tour companies in Colorado, if not America. We have bikes, segways, we have trolleys, we have jeeps, hot air balloons even as well too. We do guided hikes for big groups from the Broadmoor even as well. So we do have a plethora of activities. The only thing we don't do is river guiding, but there's just no water source really close nearby. But we got a lot of friends in that business as well too. Jeff has been actually with the company a little longer than I have.
Ventures Out West started back in 1973. It was actually Greg Wellens, his father, Bruce and Patty, or is it Captain Bruce, as he was known? They're kind of native Coloradans, still live here today. So they kind of founded Adventures Out West in 1973, at our 50th anniversary a few years ago. So I think I'm about 53 years we've been running. Primarily, it's a family local run business. Greg's been running it since 2003. In the summertime, there's over 100, it employs over 100 people working in the tourist industry. So that's kind of awesome. It's primarily kind of native Coloradan people, kind of a wealth of knowledge of Colorado Springs and surrounding mountains, I would say it's probably the most fun, easygoing place I've ever worked, and with the most interesting, knowledgeable people. It's just a great place, and that such enthusiasm comes across in every tour, whether it be jeeps, zip lines, Segways, or mountain biking, as we head up. Daniel, if you ever ring the office, what a super knowledgeable, fluent, answer any question. Greg's put a great team together at Adventures Out West.
No
Can't
problem taking
more.
A phone call on my day off. When I see him call, I was like, all right, well, there's probably something fun to do. So, yes, get a group of people in a Jeep. Let's go ride some bikes together, tell some history. So,
I have enjoyed many of the adventures, and my team has as well. We love promoting Adventures Out West to our hotel guests because they're coming from all over the world, and we want them to have the best experience. And you guys offer so many of them. I mean, whether you want a Segway Garden of the Gods or do the Jeep tour, or the hot air balloons. I've done the zipline tours at the end of Manitou. Those guides are always so much fun with such great jokes and knowledge of the area. It's really a good time. And I felt that whole, you know, as a family-owned business myself, I felt that whole family feel, and I also feel like Adventures Out West has also been very, very generous with their time and offerings to help support and, other groups and, things in the area. Very involved. Greg has been with Visit Colorado Springs and different organizations to help promote tourism. Yeah. And so, you know, just hats off to 53 years. Yeah. That's incredible.
I think that's what makes Greg an exceptional person. As a
really cool,
you know,
boss.
Office person, as a leader and an inspirer for Colorado Springs just generally. And, you know, he always works with other people, whether it's a rafting company or just other general bike companies. He works so well with other people, you know, and I think that's a great ethic to have.
Yes.
You know, he definitely filters down to his workplace. It's awesome.
And he also is really big into collaborations, because you can go to the Adventures Out West website and you can find out recommendations for lodging properties to stay, other activities to do. Like, he's really good at promoting,
He links everything together in Colorado Springs and the tourist world very, very well. And everyone, you know, and that's the way it should be. He helps you, you help us. It's one big organization that's promoting Colorado Springs and the, you know, the local tourism industry, which is great.
So your adventures kind of tend to border on the wild side, but I mean this is not just these are not just your little weekend athlete activity necessarily. You have something for everybody when it comes to biking adventures, from your guided rides that go down Pikes Peak, where you shuttle them up to the top of Pikes Peak and they can ride down, which, you know, if you can ride a bike, you can pretty much do that ride, and you make sure they're safe and they can do that. But mountain biking, I mean, you're taking them out to some of the best, juiciest mountain areas, you know, the Gold Camp tunnels. Tell me a little bit about all of your different bicycle offerings.
I love Pikes Peak because I get a hike, you know, I hiked it quite a few times. So I love telling the story about Pike, the story how it became about this magnificent mountain and all these activities on it as well, too. But yeah, we give them a little bit of training before we ever go onto the road. So as soon as they get to the office, we go over all the things, because there's some things in modern day bikes that people aren't used to. Things like dropper post. We only have 10 gears. You know what I mean? There's not the, you know, the 3x7 kind of thing that you find. So just learning how to change gears, learning what the dropper post does, and then understanding what the electric pedal assist is. It's not a throttle, it's a pedal assist, and knowing how to gauge how much electric juice you need. The newer bikes that we have now, it even has like an auto feature, which is absolutely fantastic. Previous bikes that we've used had like 25, 50, 75, and 100%. There's a couple of uphills, even though we're going downhill for 19 miles. There are three uphills with a total of about 1 mile of uphill section. And that's where those e-bikes really come in, because everybody thinks they're in shape until you start biking in Colorado. And I know that from experience. I
mean, max elevation.
Yeah. I mean, and so
what I would say when you arrive in Colorado Springs, the most prominent thing is that mountain.
Yes.
It stands out. If you can come away from your trip to Colorado Springs and go, we mountain biked from the top all the way to the bottom of that. I mean, and where in the world could you ride from 14,000 feet down to 7,000 feet?
Yeah.
What a great experience. What a fantastic achievement, and what fantastic view.
I mean, it's America's mountain.
Where else could you do that in America? That is what you're going to experience.
It's absolutely beautiful. We take stops along the way as well, too. So there's also another gift shop called Glen Cove. And so I wore my special Glen Cove.
Oh, wait, let's see this.
Coming in hot. So that's us as Jeep drivers. Yeah, coming in. They check our brakes, honestly.
With the Yeti. Yeah.
And so luckily us on bikes, we're always good on our brakes. But so we take a little stop there, maybe get a little coffee or something at the Glen Cove. But that's one of the little slices that a lot of people skip that thing. And on the bike tour, we get to have that nice little intimate time with them and show them kind of these small niches and slices of Colorado Springs that you might not get on the main road.
So just like an overview of the Pikes Peak. So we generally go in the mornings, because if you're from Colorado, you know, sometimes in the summer, the weather can blow in the afternoons. So we start our tours early. Say we meet at, say, 7 in the office. We're on the road at, say, 7:20. And so we're one of the first people through the gatehouse. Mm-hmm. So we get to the top of Pikes Peak quite pretty much at 9, nice and early. It's kind of a safety factor in a couple of ways. One, the weather is more predictable, say, early in the morning. And then there's less traffic. Generally, you know, we'll meet our guests, we'll drive, we'll do some bike fitting, we'll do some safety talking, we'll gear the clients up with whatever they need. We provide helmets, gloves, jackets, high-vis vests. So we got all the appropriate equipment.
You even give them a jacket because they don't come prepared, realizing that maybe it's nice and warm
and
have a little
bits and pieces as well. So basically, on our journey up there, we'll meet our clients. We'll talk to them about what other things they're doing in Colorado, and maybe give them some hints of other things to do, just to find out how they are, what they're doing, that kind of thing. And then, you know, all our tours, we'll talk a little bit about the history of Colorado Springs, the prominent people here. We'll talk about the mountain, famous people that have climbed the mountain and maybe wrote some poems about the place, Catherine E. Bates. So we get a general bit of knowledge on the mountain and how we're going to plan out our trip down. At the Summit House, we give people like about 20 minutes, half an hour to go around and see the fantastic new Summit House, take some pictures, just pick up some information from the exhibits that are there. Maybe we'll watch a little film for two minutes, and then we'll gear them up. We'll do a little safety briefing before we do our 20-mile ride down to the bottom.
Yeah.
20-mile ride down the bottom, we stop at all the kind of good, interesting spots on the way. I would say we are the only bike company that goes all the way from the top all the way to the bottom. We actually stop at Wines of Colorado, just off 24, where we pick up. And then for this season, we're going to add in a little detour on the way back. So we're just going to drive into the Garden of the Gods, just a bit of a preview of that one, and see if people would be interested in visiting the Garden of the Gods. Previous years, sometimes we've dropped through Manitou Springs just to give them an appetite of what Manitou Springs is about, whether they want to come back and do a little foot tour or pick up some restaurants, that kind of thing on the way back. So it's just a new addition for us this season. We're gonna enter into the Garden of the Gods and give them a bit of a preview of something else to see in the Garden of the Gods, and it kind of links into other activities we do, like Segways or Jeep tours around there. It's all linked together. So this is something new for this year. But Pikes Peak is probably our number one tour. It's just we make it a very personable trip, you know, where they get to know us, we get to know them, just sharing experiences and make the whole experience an exciting adventure, because every time it's different up there and every time you come down, it is different.
So what is your season for doing the Pikes Peak, bike down Pikes Peak tour?
So that one's probably going to open up a little earlier this year, but typically it's like Memorial Day through Labor Day, and then the bikes will extend all the way to about October 15th. Mm-hmm. October 15th is where they actually pull it off of the website. But if it's also, I mean, it's tourism season. If there's people buying the tours, we'll keep it on the website as well. But in general, peak season is Memorial Day to Labor Day. Right now we're in kind of like the preliminary phases where we get a couple local groups. We might take like a local high school group and stuff out like we did last year. But then we'll extend it until the weather gets bad enough and they stop closing down Pikes Peak Highway, basically. But October 15th is kind of like that deciding factor.
Can you bring your own bike on your tour and ride that down?
Yes. The only bad thing about people bringing their own bike, a lot of people, like I said, underestimate the hills and what type of mountains we have here in Colorado. So something for like the mountainscape tour, we highly recommend one of our bikes, because you're going to be on a capable mountain bike that's capable of these trails. A lot of people buy the bikes, you know, from REI, maybe even like, I don't know, like Dick's Sporting Goods, and they think it's going to be a great bike, and it's like, man, you're going to pop like six flats.
We always promote, ready for it, always promote using our own bikes, because we, you know, we know they're maintained on a daily,
have the proper
weekly
gear
basis, and we check every bike before it goes out. We do our own test rides, so we have a more comfort in that clients use our bikes, because we know, you know, we keep them to a high standard of, you know, operation. So generally we kind of steer people to use our bikes rather than bring their own. But if they're desperate to use their own bike, that's all good. But you know, not necessarily for Pike Peak.
Well, I got to do it about 10 years ago when I bought the lodge. I tried the bike ride down Pikes Peak, and it was just incredible. And I think it's a shame that so many people live here and stare at that mountain every day and never do the experiences that people come from all over the world to do here. I mean,
I think you are so right on that. I think you are so right on that. I mean, it was great when they opened up Pikes Peak for cycling. I think it was 2012.
My friend Al Brody helped advocate for that.
I can remember they opened it up in the month of September for a month's trial, and I was one of the people that rode up that in that September. And then the best thing about that ride, I can remember, I cycled up, I was with two other guys, and we cycled the top, and it was emotional when I got to the top. I was in tears eating my donut. But the thing I remember most about that is I was about 4 miles from the bottom, chugging along at like 30 mile an hour down the bottom, and I saw a freaking mountain lion sitting in a tree. And that's what I remember about my first ride up Pikes Peak. Not going up. Apart from it was steep and grim at the switchbacks, that really, really steep section.
I know.
I
can
remember
well.
This. My vision is this mountain lion sitting in a tree.
I know it well, because I did it in 2017, all 19 miles from the gate, with my 13-year-old son who wanted to tackle it on his unicycle.
Oh, oh my gosh.
And he did. I mean, I never thought I was going to make it past the first corner, but he looked at me and he's like, "Mom, we have all day. Like, let's do it." We had a great little like snack at Glen Cove and took a break, and we just kept chugging along, you know, mile by mile. I think, you know, you can test yourself with that, but I will say that that given the choice between up and down, down is a lot.
Down is certainly the way to go.
And my favorite type of mountain biking in general is down.
And I,
I think August is one of the end of August to is one of the most amazing months.
Times of the year is really different.
Kids go back to school, best time ever, because now it's like, oh my gosh, the trails are a little bit emptier, and it's a little more just quieter as well. Right. The aspens start changing colors
So
yes, I highly recommend. Yes, I agree. The fall is some of the best time.
There's different dynamics on the mountain. Say if you're doing an early tour in mid-May, you can still have snow at the top, or even say a third of the way down, and that's a different dynamic. That gives a great feeling that you're on a mountain. There's snow around. It's really
so
cool. But then you come to September, October, you've got all that aspens, and it's like a tapestry of different colors, greens and yellows, and it is beautiful. And we make sure we stop at the right spots for photos, for group photos, and people can remember it and take it back with them. Awesome. So it's different times of the year, different aspects of the mountain pop out and make a great experience.
So tell me about some of the other biking adventures you offer. You do the Gold Camp mountain bike tours. Are all of your tours guided? Are some of them, do you rent bikes too, or do you lead? Are you you're mainly tour, right?
Primarily
guided. 99%.
There are a few self-guided tours.
You've got to be a capable person to do the self-guided tour.
That's our Gold Camp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gold Camp. So if I want dirt, what am I going to do?
On the Gold Camp?
Yeah.
If I want to go mountain biking, I want to be in the dirt. What do you guys offer?
So the Gold Camp one's going to be the best one because, we take you in a Jeep. We go all the way up to Tunnel 6, I believe.
Seven.
We don't get to go through that tunnel, but we get dropped off. And then you ride Gold Camp Road with all the scenic views that Gold Camp Road offers. We get to go through two of the tunnels, and it almost becomes pitch black inside of those tunnels as well too. And then once you pop out on top of High Drive parking lot, we kind of meet up there with our Jeep driver. We get some supplies, refresh our water, that kind of thing. And then we take the rest of Gold Camp Road all the way back to 8th Street as well. And then once we hit kind of like the Gold Camp Bear Creek pull off, we'll take the Bear Creek Park trails all the way back down. So yes, those rubbers hit the dirt road and real trails. And we're in, I think, one of maybe the only bicycling company in Colorado Springs who offers a mountain bike tour on an actual trail in a dirt path. So,
primarily the Gold Camp tour lends itself to being guided or self-guided. The way that tour works, once again, that one we can either offer it in the morning or in the afternoon. Morning's usually better just because of the weather's more
thunderstorms in the afternoon.
Not
the best thing.
It creates a better tour.
Yes.
So, Jaron, primarily the way that one works, we'll meet our guests, we'll test ride them, safety chat, and then in our Jeeps, we'll drive up through the Broadmoor, get a little bit of an explanation of the Broadmoor and how wonderful that hotel is. And then from there, we go up Old Stage Road. And then we give a little bit of history of Old Stage Road. We'll go up to St. Peter's Dome. It's a good viewing area for South Shine Canyon. So we'll get a little bit of a photo spot there. And you can see back to Colorado Springs and where you'll be going down the trail. And then from there, we return back down to... There's a little pull-off where Tunnel 7 is. And that's where we unload bikes. And that's where we basically... another safety briefing and explain we're going to ride on what used to be an old railway bed. Used to be the short line. It's now called Gold Camp. So you're riding basically an old historic railway line from this point, which used to start in Victor, and it goes all the way back down to Colorado Springs.
And that is one of my favorite things, when you just go in one end and into the darkness and you come out and it is just... magical, the forest and how it opens up and just so green. I mean, it makes for beautiful photos and just really epic memories.
Yeah, Tunnel 4, that's the straight one, if you know that tunnel.
Yes.
And that always, with the back shot, if you've got a sunny day and the kind of trees and the aspens in the background, that silhouette picture is your go-to picture. But then a little bit of the, we explain a little bit of the history. It's like where the train used to come out of the tunnel and it used to go straight across that valley.
I have that picture right there.
There you go. That is the one.
Picture, that picture right there. We'll show it on the screen, but that is what I'm talking about.
That's the money shot. That's the money shot there. That's a keeper, that one. So, yeah, on the tour, part of history, the short line was an old historic railway, narrow gauge. It used to run from Colorado Springs to Victor, primarily linked to the gold industry, and they're hauling their gold ore back, and also probably for supplies to that area.
Oh, I do love the Teddy Roosevelt quote, because he kind of like rode the train after it was made. He said it would bankrupt the English language to try to describe how beautiful the train ride was. So kind of butchered it right there, but that's okay.
Yeah. So, that I would say that tour, like Pikes Peak's like a morning activity, and same with Gold Camp. That's probably a 3 or 4 hour duration trip.
Are there any other bike rides that you guys offer?
Yeah, the last one is going to be the Mountainscape Tour. That's the one without a Jeep. You actually just show up at the office on 8th Street. You get one of the bike guides. So we have about a ratio of 1 to 5. So if you have a group of more than 5 people, we'll give you an extra guide. But then we kind of cater that ride to your level of ability. If you want just a nice nature scenic ride, we'll take you through Bear Creek. We'll go to the Nature Center. You kind of like stroll by a little creek as well, too. You got the tunnel of trees around you. Fantastic. Just feeling of nature. And then we have kind of like some more fitness adventures where it's like, hey, we can make it up to Gold Camp. We only get 2 hours, so you got to kind of like pedal a little bit. And if you make it there in time, we have a spot called Inspiration Point, where it's like where the gravel road and the pavement road meet off of Gold Camp Road.
You can see the Broadmoor down below. You can see all the reservoirs.
Yes.
You can see the whole city from there. It's gorgeous.
So that's kind of like our big fitness journey. If you got the legs for it and the lungs for it, we'll take you up there. And then we ride all the way back down back to the office through Bear Creek Park.
So that's kind of more, that's the kind of lower key, easier ride. That's all e-bike ride. So we start at 8th Street, our offices, and then we go through Bear Creek East, all the way up to kind of Gold Camp Road. Many stops on the way, just because, they're kind of, it's geared towards newer riders. Once we hit Gold Camp, we kind of tailor the ride because it's newer people riding bikes, which is great. Make sure they're, doing fine. Sometimes we can drive up, we will ride up to Gold Camp Inspiration Point, or we'll just loop around by Section 16 and then kind of back through Bear Creek back. So it's kind of like a geared as a 2 hour little adventure all in. Going out, you're looking at the foothills and the mountains of Pikes Peak, and then when you're coming back, you're looking at the views of the city, especially if you go up on a Gold Camp Road. So it's kind of a good spectacle. That's why we call it Mountainscape. Mountainscapes in the front, city views on the return.
That's beautiful.
Kind of works out pretty
well. I've taken all of my past teams at the lodge up on some of those rides and everything, and but I think that it would be fun to come out with you guys and send my team out on a
let's make that one happen.
Team building trips and everything. Thank you guys, this is amazing. So where can you go to find out more information about your Adventures Out West adventures?
When you type in Adventures Out West in like Google or any kind of search engine, will pop up. But I believe our official website is advoutwest.com.
We'll make sure we have that in the show notes for all of you. Any other thoughts that you have? I bet you're getting really excited for summer, right?
We're gearing up. For Adventures Out West, we're on social media now a little bit more. We're on like Facebook, TikTok. We've even got some YouTube clips as well. So we're putting ourselves out there a little bit more on the advertisement front. We have a wonderful office crew headed up by Daniel. He is super knowledgeable on everything we do. He explains everything very fluently and easy to understand. And he can work with anyone to, get the right tour for them and what they want to do, and even explain other things to do around Colorado Springs. Just sharing the knowledge and sharing the experiences, of whether it's with us or with what hotels to stay and what activities. So the Daniel and our office is awesome.
And I think
we can put the notes in the
Safety is the other thing. We take a lot of pride in the safety. We do dangerous things, and we take a lot of pride keeping people safe while doing that. So the gear, instructions, that is all professional quality.
All right. Do you sell that jersey?
We unfortunately got to become a guy. You got to be good enough to have a jersey. Yeah.
That's
no,
a good looking jersey.
We do have some apparel. And one of the main things is this summer we're excited because our new building will be finished. So people can come visit in our new building.
And where is it at?
We're on 8th
Street. Rudy's Cafe.
Rudy's Cafe. It's just kind of south of Walmart. And before you get to
on the
Rudy's.
Edge of Bear Creek Park, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Flying Scotsman, Jeff, thank you so much. And thank you, Jacob, Outback Jake. I look forward to riding with you guys soon.
We can't wait to tell all
of my friends. We're going to get some more locals out on your rides.
All right. Definitely.
Thank you.
Awesome.
And thank you for listening to Pedal the Springs on Studio 809 Podcasts. Pedal the Springs is brought to you by the Buffalo Lodge Bicycle Resort, the only bike-themed lodging and must-stay for cyclists coming to Colorado. Check us out at bicycleresort.com for more information. Also, be sure to check out the show notes for links we mentioned in this episode, and please hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Be sure to check out the other fine podcasts at Studio809Podcast.com, your local voices in the Pikes Peak region. Pedal the Springs podcast is produced by Studio 809 and recorded at The Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs.